My name is Garland Robinson. James 1:17 reads, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." You know, all of our blessings come from God. We cannot attribute anything to ourselves. It's not of our own accomplishment that we have what we have. Those who think otherwise, well, they are certainly foolish indeed. The blessings and rewards of a righteous life, a faithful life with the Lord, of course, is rich indeed. As a righteous servant of the Lord, we don't fear the powers that be in civil government. Since we live unto the Lord, we abide by the laws of the land. That is, unless they conflict with God's laws, then we obey God rather than man, just as Acts 5 and verse 29 tells us. We don't have to run from the law because we've stolen someone's property. We don't have to be afraid of the IRS because we've cheated on our taxes. We don't fear the hatred and malice of another human being because we've committed adultery with their spouse. As a righteous servant of the Lord, we do not fear contracting lung, throat, or mouth cancer because we've puffed on tobacco or chewed on its leaves. We don't fear getting AIDS because of acts of sodomy, homosexuality that we've committed. We're not concerned about contracting hepatitis or having deformed children because we've shared dirty needles with drug users. It never enters our mind of getting drunk and killing someone on the highway because we love the taste of alcohol. A life of righteousness is far removed from these things. They pose no threat, no danger to our lives whatsoever. Sleeping with a clear conscience is a blessing, isn't it? Can you imagine how many people go to bed at night in fear and anguish? They're in continuous turmoil and misery. They're constantly reminded that their ungodly life may catch up with them, and they'll be found out and have to pay the price. That's not the case with Christians. We sleep good at night. We're at peace with ourselves and all men. We delight in the joy that is unspeakable. Being a righteous servant of the Lord brings the confidence and peace that can only come from the Lord. We have no fear of what men may do to us because they can't harm our soul. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The writer of Hebrews declared that if the Lord is our helper, then we should not fear what men can do to us, Hebrews 13, verse 6. Jesus told the church at Smyrna in Revelation 2 and verse 10, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Paul told the church at Philippi, Philippians 1 and verse 28, "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God." He writes the church at Rome, saying, "If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, what a beautiful passage that is from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Friend, as a righteous servant of the Lord, our roots sink deep in the love of God. We care for Him. We love His Word. We love His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And we have the peace of God that passeth all understandings, and that peace shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Philippians 4 and verse 7. Oh, what a blessing it is to be at peace with the Lord. But you know how that comes? That comes as being a righteous servant of God. Being a righteous servant of the Lord brings upon us all the spiritual blessings that we read about throughout the Scriptures, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. These are the most precious because they are eternal. No matter what happens to us in this life physically, a faithful Christian enjoys showers of spiritual blessings. What a reward that is. The forgiveness of sins, that's one of those wonderful spiritual blessings. When Jesus shed His blood on the cross, it was for all humanity. The Hebrew writer recorded, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste of death for every man." Hebrews 2 and verse 9. Jesus Himself said, "For this is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26 and verse 28. Oh, what wonderful blessings we have of being in the Lord. Having the remission of sins means that we do not have to pay the penalty for our sins. Eternal separation from God, that is the price to be paid because of our sins. But Jesus redeems those who obey Him. To the church at Ephesus, Paul wrote, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Ephesians 1 and verse 7. An eternal home in heaven is a reward that's beyond comprehension. Our loving Heavenly Father so richly grants us the ability to be there with Him forever, evermore. In 1 Peter 1:11 we read, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." As a righteous servant of the Lord, our design is to praise God. In the Psalms we read, "Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify Him, and fear Him, all ye the seed of Israel." We read that in Psalm 22 and verse 23. In Psalm 100 verse 4 we read, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." In Psalm 135 verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord." In Psalm 150 and verse 1 and 2, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power, praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness." Hebrews 13:15 tells us, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Oh, what a reward it is to be a righteous servant and be able to give praise and thanks unto our Heavenly Father. But also as a righteous servant, our design is to bring glory to God. At the birth of Jesus, a multitude of the heavenly host was found praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Luke 2, verse 13 and 14. Only one of the 10 lepers that were healed, you remember, turned back to glorify God, Luke 17:18. Romans 4:20 tells us a strong faith is what brings glory to God. We should be aware that our whole life should bring glory to God. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God," 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. If we don't do that now in this life, one day we will, but then it'll be too late. Philippians 2:11 tells us that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jude writes, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, her Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." In Jude chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. We bring glory to God by serving him in the church. Ephesians 3:21 says, "Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." We do not bring glory to God in institutions of human origin. We do not bring glory to God in fraternal organizations or government agencies. Some of those organizations do good works in the community. Yes, we don't deny that. But that's not where God receives the glory. The Church of Christ does its own work so that God receives the glory, not some super organization that man has conceived and organized and promoted on his own. As Christians, we are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. We live righteous lives, and those lives we live bring glory to God. It brings forth fruit in our lives. Oh, what a great privilege it is to serve the Lord, to be faithful unto him and righteous in his sight. There's where we find glory, glory, glory. We give praise unto our God. He is the God of all gods, of those who call themselves gods but are not gods. Friend, what about you? Are you living a righteous life? The only way to be able to live a righteous life is first to obey the gospel. In obedience to the gospel, you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. You repent of your sins, which means you change your mind. Your whole outlook regarding sin and righteousness is altered, and you turn to serve God in faithful obedience. That's what you do when you repent, when you turn your life around. You confess faith in Jesus that he is the Son of God and immersed into water for the forgiveness of sins. Having been washed by the blood of Jesus, you can be raised from waters of baptism to walk a new life, being faithful unto the Lord, and be a blessing in this world and bring glory to our God in heaven. Hope you'll make the decision to do that. And thank you very much for listening to us today.